All right, we're back here on the Dixon Sports Report, and we've got a very special episode today. I'm really excited about this one, because if you follow basketball in this area, then you know that the Creekwood Redhawks boys team, they've really had a great season, and they're playing a state tournament today, in a game today, and so we're really lucky to have them with us. We've got Coach Charles Taylor's with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's good to see you. Appreciate you taking the time to do this. You guys got a big game coming up. Appreciate y'all stopping by. Talk to me first for just a second here about your tenure at Creekwood. I know you've been there for a while now. You've really built up the program to have a lot of success this season. But take me back to the beginning and kind of take me through the evolution.
Well, I've actually been the head coach since we opened in 02. And was fortunate Miss Janie Jones hired me for that position. You know, I can honestly say I was just trying to hang on back then and make it from one day to the next, both teaching, you know, teaching high school math at the time and trying to coach. And, you know, been fortunate the past 15, 16 years once we kind of got our feet on the ground. You know, we've been fairly successful and it's something I'm really proud of and lucky to have been at a school for this long and to be at a school that's here in my hometown.
Well, consistency, you know, definitely means something, and you guys have really built the program over the years. Really successful season this year. Talk to me just a little bit about it. You know, district, region, now heading to state. What does it mean to you to, you know, have that success this season?
Well, we had a very difficult pre-district schedule. We had some difficulty last spring trying to find teams to play, and these guys played some really, really tough teams, and I think that paved the way for us the second half of the season. Of course, we didn't, with just having four teams in the district, we didn't start district play until January. You know, we had a tough loss at Fairview on the road, and I really felt like that night kind of turned the corner for us. I think we finally figured out kind of defensively the direction we wanted to go through this whole run. I feel like that's where these guys have showed up every night. They've had a lot of energy on the defensive end, have really got to where they communicate and kind of know what we're doing now. And, you know, I feel like for the most part we've made it difficult for teams to score against us. And then when you have seven seniors plus a couple more guys offensively, you know, we have a lot of guys that contribute. We've had, I think, five or six or seven different people lead us in scoring this season. And so, you know, that makes it easy for as a coach, because if somebody's off one night or sick one night or in foul trouble one night, then we have somebody else that steps up.
What does it feel like going into a state tournament, going to Murfreesboro? I think there's, like, what, eight teams left? So, you know, it's a pretty big deal to get to go to that. You know, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings going into such a big game?
Well, it's much different than it was 9 years ago. You know, having grown up here in the county, having played at Dixon County, you know, I think all of us that have ever put on a basketball jersey wanted to go to the state tournament. And so 9 years ago, I was just kind of happy to be there. It was kind of a dream come true and all that kind of stuff. But this year is much, much different. You know, we kind of was able to project forward and knew kind of what we had coming into the region, what we had in our sectional. And so there's a little different mindset going into this one in terms of what we've approached as coaches, the things that we think we can do, and if we do them well, you know, the opportunity that we have in front of us. You know, it's as a lifelong Dixon County, and I know how much this means to boys basketball in this community, and we certainly are excited to get to go play this game.
It's very exciting, and I know that your players are excited. You've got a few of those that are here with you today, and I'd love to take just a second here to talk to them. So let's kind of shift over. All right, we've got a couple of guys here. We're going to switch out in just a second, but we've got the seniors from Creekwood High School here who are here, the basketball guys, and I appreciate y'all coming in. First, we've got Carter here. Carter, Talk to me for just a second about this season, okay? You guys are seniors. You've been playing for a while. It's all been kind of leading up to your senior season, and then you guys have had a lot of success. Talk to me just a little bit about, you know, your feelings, you know, at the beginning of the season, and did you think that this all this success would be possible? Did you think going to the state tournament was possible, you know, when we go back to, like, October?
Well, we knew we had a bunch of talent on the team. We just had to play together, put the pieces together. We knew what we had to do, and throughout the season, it just got better. Going at it with each other at practice, it just came together near the end of the season.
Jameson, let me talk to you for just a second here. Let me ask you a question. So, regular season, you guys are in the thick of it. You know, what's it like when you start getting towards the end of the season, you know that the playoffs are right around the corner? You know, what were your thoughts then? Did you guys think that, you know, winning the district was something that was possible going on to region? What were your thoughts at that point?
My thought going into district is, you know, there's four teams. You know, we're going to come out and win. Fairview has been our rival since, you know, freshman year. Beat them 4-0, I think. And then I knew, like, just going into district, like, we're going to win district 100%. We'll get past district, worry about region.
What were your thoughts going into region?
Region, you know, we just try to do something that's never been done, was winning a region championship. So then when I figured we all got that on the same page, and I was like, we're going to be good.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, region's a big deal. Not that district's not, but, you know, like you said, there's only a few teams. You go to region, you're playing teams, you know, from a little further draw. And there's some good teams in the region this year, but you guys persevered through that. Talk to me about the night when you won region. What were you feeling? Because I've seen some of the pictures. Shout out to Rye Guy, all right, because he takes some really good pictures. But some of the emotion, talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, after the game, or like that final shot, I saw he missed and Reichen got the rebound. All I could think is, we just made history. You're winning a region championship. That's something that's never been done there.
Reichen, let me talk to you. Pass that mic over to him real quick. I saw the picture, all right. It seemed like a pretty special moment. The faces of the students was what really got me. Did you guys get? I don't know if you guys got a chance to see that picture. It was a pretty big deal. What were you? Take us through that moment. What were you feeling like whenever that last play's going down?
Honestly, I seen the shot go up, and I was like, I got to get this rebound. So I did, but got an elbow to the head. So honestly, I was on the ground kind of in pain, and everyone else was jumping around, and Carter had come and picked me up, and then I was in a bit of shock because, you know, we did just win region championships, so I was really excited after that. But honestly, in that moment, had a little bit of thump on my head, so and a bit of pain, honestly.
Carter, let me ask you. So the student section, let's talk about them for a second, because the student section has been really impressive. Even going back to like when y'all were playing at Montgomery Central, I got a chance to go up there. I was with Team Money, and we got a chance to watch, and we were really impressed because we looked over and saw, you know, the other student sections, and then you see Creekwoods. And it was just really insane. Talk about the support from, you know, your fellow students, because they've really showed up.
Yeah, the support is big. We really appreciate the support. Everyone comes out, shows. We just got to put on for the support. You know, they're there for us. We got to show them what we can do.
Jameson, one more question here. Let me ask you, what are your thoughts going into, I guess, today's game? I know we do film this show a little bit early, but you guys are playing today in Murfreesboro. You know, thoughts leading up to it. What are you feeling like, you know, in the days leading up?
I mean, you know, we've been straight practice, focusing on Red Bank, and I feel like we have a really good chance.
Reichen, pass it back to him real quick. Let me ask you sort of the same question. You know, big game today. History can be made. You guys feeling nervous? You feeling excited? You know, talk to me a little bit about your lead up to this big game.
It's a little nerve-wracking, honestly, you know, playing in Murfreesboro, big gym, you know, a lot of big teams. It's the Elite Eight, so everybody's good, but I think, you know, we prepared a whole week. We got this because we've been studying film, going over plays, so as long as we, you know, set our tone right off the bat and show that we're here to play and play hard, then, you know, we can come out with a big...
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up about the Elite Eight, because a lot of people don't understand, you know, when you talk about going to the state tournament, I think people imagine, you know, March Madness, there's like 64 teams, but when you get to the state tournament in the state of Tennessee high school sports, that means you're in the Elite Eight. You win one game and you're in the Final Four. That's got to be pretty exciting, you know, just thinking of the possibilities there.
Yeah, it really is, honestly, you know, to think all of us playing, you know, from junior pro middle school, all this to one big team and coming here in our last year, you know, all of us seven seniors being in the state tournament is just really nerve-wracking for us, and, you know, it's a huge deal to us. So
awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. I wish y'all luck in the tournament game today. Let's sort of shift and get a couple of other guys in here.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties.
We thrive under the lights. The city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Welcome to Smashville.
All right, we're shifting now. We've got a couple of other guys in here that we want to talk to. I've got Grayson, Alex, Greg, and Eli with us now. Got all four of y'all on the camera here. Let me start with you, Grayson. Talk to me a little bit about this basketball season. Specifically, about your ability to shoot three-pointers, because I've really enjoyed watching you play, and it seems like you kind of get into one of those rhythms, and, you know, you can really start to get a lot of points. Talk to me about how'd you develop that three-point shot. You've been playing basketball a long time.
I've been playing basketball since 3 years old. You know, we've all had our ups and downs through the ages, so, you know, I guess I've always been a shooter, but also it also takes to practice after practice to work on it, the form shooting, and then, you know, just trying to be consistent as you can. And you know that shooting a three, you are going to miss it, and it is what it is, but trying not to get in your head and just come back down the court and, you know, keep shooting. So
absolutely. Let me ask you, Greg, you got the microphone right there. Talk to me a little bit about the success you guys have had this season, kind of asking some of the same questions I asked the guys earlier. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, did you guys think winning district, region, make it to the state tournament, which obviously means you're in the top eight of the teams in Tennessee. Did you think that was possible at the beginning of the season?
You know, I felt like going into the season, we definitely knew that we could win our district and region, but we all knew we'd have to work, you know, play as a team like we did all year. But I definitely, when nobody ruled it out at the beginning of the year, we all knew we could do it if we played like we could all play.
Absolutely. Grayson, let me go back to you for just a second since you've got the microphone there. After you win, you know, the district, it's a pretty big deal, but winning region, like we were talking about just a little bit earlier, is something that's historic, you know, it hadn't really been done. Talk to me a little bit about your feelings, because like I mentioned before, Rye Guy caught some pretty good moments of you guys, and as I'm looking through those pictures, I'm trying to imagine to myself what you guys are kind of going through, but talk to me a little bit about that, sharing the moment with your family and stuff.
After that night beating Chester County, we had our ups and downs that game also, but we know that we came out on top at the end, and just the feeling that you know that you're going to have a banner up in the gym that says something different than all the other ones, it really means a lot. At the end of that game when the buzzer goes off, you know that, and going to find your family who's been there for you since day one, who's helped you practice, you know, they're always going to be your number one supporters. So going up to them and just celebrating with them and your team is just, it's something that other people, you know, they can't always do. So we're just grateful to make it this far.
You know, you're right. Hardly anybody can say that from this county, especially over there at Creekwood, you know, being the first time. Greg, what were you thinking whenever, you know, you guys won the region? What were your feelings after the game?
You know, I seen it from the moment that buzzer went off. I just knew we'd all be, like, extremely happy. Everybody's ready to cheer and hug somebody because, you know, like Grayson said, we've never done it before. So it's a first experience, definitely a great one to have being our senior year and all. And I just, I think everybody was just happy, and it was like a sigh of relief, like we actually did it.
Absolutely. I'm sure it was. Y'all shift those microphones over, and I'll ask these guys a little bit about the game going into today. So we got Alex and Eli now. Alex, let me go with you first. You know, we're recording this a little bit early, but just a couple of days before the game. And, you know, this is airing today. You guys are probably right now preparing, getting ready for the game. Talk to me a little bit about your feelings going up to it, you know, in the days ahead. It's a big game. You know, like Grayson said, you know, nobody's really done this before. What are your feelings going into it?
So I'm obviously very excited to go play at MTSU. Very big accomplishment on our part. We're just ready to go play. We have a very good chance to win. And I think if we play really good, we can come out on top.
Eli, are you nervous? Are you happy? Are you excited? What kind of emotions are you feeling right now, you know, as we're getting ready to play, you know, I guess probably the biggest basketball game of your life? I hate to put too much pressure on you, but it's a big deal.
Yes, sir. Just really excited to get out there and just do what we do and get a dub.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, kind of going back, did you think this was something that was possible at the beginning?
Yes, sir. It's always the goal, and the standard is the standard, so just what we do is putting in that work, and it was a culmination of all of that. Just really exciting to see.
I was asking those guys a little bit about the you know, student section and all the support you guys have gotten, not just from the students, but also from the community as a whole. You know, anytime I've been at a Creekwood game this year, whether it be at the beginning of the season or whether it be, you know, in the playoffs, there's always a big crowd. Do you guys have anything that you'd like to say? We'll start here with Eli. Anything you want to say to the fans, you know, because they've been there for y'all all season?
Yes, sir. They're just really, like, we feed off their energy, and like they just bring a lot to the game, and sometimes it gives us an extra boost of energy.
So yeah, what do you think about that? Is that do you guys play better when the crowd is into it and you got a big crowd? Does that make a difference?
The crowd is a big difference. I love when we have a huge crowd. It's so much better playing in front of all those people. They bring so much energy. I just want to give a shout out to my boy Mason. He's the leader of the student section. He's always there, and I'm really thankful for that.
Even when he got kicked out.
Yeah. And thank all of our families, everybody else that wants to come out and show support. It's very cool of them, and I'm thankful for it.
Absolutely. Well, y'all shift the microphones back. Let me ask these guys a couple questions about the big game, and then we'll close out. So, you know, big game. Biggest game in the history of Creekwood basketball, I guess you could say, or one of them anyway, but definitely the biggest game in y'all's, you know, y'all's careers coming up to this moment. And as you're closing out as seniors, talk to me a little bit about what this game means. First off, Grayson, are you nervous going into it? What are your emotions?
I think nerves right now haven't really set in. I know that we're all confident that when we walk in there that we're just going to play the basketball that we know how to play, but when you walk into that glass house, we all know that nerves are real, so they are going to hit us, and it is what it is. But we've played so many games this year and so many tough games and came out on top, so we know that, you know, nerves, they don't play a huge factor on us. So we're just going to walk in there and play basketball and, you know, hopefully get a win once we walk out of there.
Well, I have to agree with that. I don't think a whole lot phases you guys from the games that I've watched, even when it's close, you know, when you know, I'm nervous in the crowd, you know, watching. I feel like you guys are cool. Like, you guys know what to do. You just got to execute. You know, are you nervous going into the game today?
You know, going into the game, when you're dealing with nerves and emotions, they're always going to be there, you know. You're always going to have those butterflies, and you're going to be nervous, but I just like to think, you know, Coach Taylor, he puts us through the ringer sometimes in practice. He makes it tough, but I feel like it really does prepare us, and it helps us be ready, you know, when those teams make those 8-10 point runs. You know, it keeps our minds straight, and it helps us, you know, be able to compete long term in the game.
So we're closing out here. Is there anything you want to say to any of the fans or any shout-outs that you guys want to give as we close out here? You know, a lot of people are going to be watching this on the TV. It's going to be on TV, streaming on the Internet and everything. I watched the girls' tournament last week, you know. So there's going to be eyeballs on this thing. Do you have anything to say to anybody out there?
Once again, like, going back to the question you asked earlier, I just wanted to thank our student section, you know. our student section, our fans in general, we feed off of them a lot, and I just wanted to show my appreciation for everybody that shows up every game day for us.
Absolutely, and listen, I appreciate all you guys coming in. You guys are sitting right here, the guys around the corner there. I appreciate all of y'all coming in today and talking to us. All of Dixon County is going to be watching this game later today. We wish you luck, and, you know, hope you keep going, and we'll be all keeping an eye on it. But again, thank you guys for coming in today. We do appreciate it. They'll be playing at 4 o'clock today in the Glass House in Murfreesboro. It's available on the NFHS Network, I believe. I think maybe Channel 30, but I'll get back to you in the last segment on that, and we'll let you know exactly the times for everything. But I appreciate you guys coming in today.
Yes, sir.